We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to this week's episode of The Quiddicast. The name is Larry, and it's a complicated pleasure being with you for yet another one. I say complicated because I'm going to talk about in the next section, from time to time I talk about free speech issues, and some drama just happened this past couple of days over at Motor Republic, and I'm just going to talk about it. And in the third segment, I'm going to give you tips for speed dating that you could use in your regular life, and as far as dating is concerned, and particularly targeted at men. But first of all, let's talk about the stories from this week. The Constitutional Court came up and said, well, not the Constitutional Court, a High Court judgment came out and said that it was unconstitutional for parents to beat up their children. Okay, first of all, dumb, stupid, idiotic. I don't think you should be going around policing what people do in their private homes, what they do with their children, what they do in their lives and so forth. I don't care who you think you are, Mr. Government. You should not be policing people's private lives. It's like that stupid law that's there where someone could sue because their wife cheated on them with somebody else. So you can sue the other person. I'm like, what kind of harebrained scheme is this? This is not a nanny state. Mind your own business, Mr. Government. No, thank you. Don't tell me how to discipline my kids. There's some kids who are responsive to getting beaten up and some are not. Look, the person who took the case to the High Court, the woman in question, has every right to decide how they want their child to be disciplined. But to impose what her views are on everybody else and how they should discipline their kids, stupid. Behave. What else to talk about? International Women's Day was on this past week. It was the 8th of March. A lot of activity to do with women's activities concerned. And I have to say, we're going back, aren't we? I mean, I was just doing interviews on ZFM the other day with parliamentarians and talking about the underrepresentation of women. There are 3 out of the 26 people in cabinet positions are women. That's just a ridiculous position. We're talking about 52% of the population in Zimbabwe. And we've just got to behave. We've just got to behave. It's just weird. It just sucks. Funny incident. Funny if you're not in it. Ten Diamond had a gun pulled on him in, what place is this? In Kadoma, as part of his 10 out of 10 tour. I don't think it was part of his tour, but when it was on his tour, on that leg of his tour, a gun was pulled out of him. He said it had nothing to do with him. It was just some person was causing trouble. Shoko Festival is calling out for artists. So go to their website, shokofestival.com, if you're an artist who wants to take part in this year's edition. Also, there was that weird story where that Big Brother guy, Kenny, whatever his name is, decided to, while that woman was drunk, decided to fondle her while they were in their sleep. It's weird. Guys will talk about it and say, this is stuff that guys do. But in reality, just because it's something that guys do doesn't mean it's supposed to be done, gents. Don't take advantage of her. It's weird. And shout out to my friend Josh Ainsley, who is taking part in The Voice South Africa. I performed with Josh way back in 2008 or something like that as part of Greece at the Reps Theatre, for which I was nominated for Best New Incoming, New Actor, something, yeah, I don't know, yeah, so that was back in then. And then finally, it's 20 years since Biggie Smalls passed away, rest in peace. If you go on to 3mob.com, 3-mob.com, I did a piece on the 9th of March, which also happens to be World Kidney Day, by the way, in which I talked about some of his iconic lines and how they proved that he was a lyrical genius. It's Larry, you listen to The Quiddicast. So, about Motor Republic, you know what? I'm just going to let Sam Comet Fight Samondra just handle this because, you know, yeah.
Yeah, so City Council came through today to demolish Motor Republic. They don't even have a court order or anything. We've got fully approved plans, but still they came through and wanted to demolish the structure. And we managed to get it pushed back for a week. But still, they're saying they've given us to next Wednesday to remove these structures. Otherwise, they'll come through and demolish them. And this is Zimbabwe's first creative hub. It's an inspiring space for young people to come together and dream and collaborate and work on big creative projects. So why does the city council want to come and destroy one of these few spaces of hope and inspiration in the whole city? So we're calling on all supporters of Motor Republic and of all the work that we do to put pressure on the city council to make calls to the mayor, to the town clerk, to their elected councillors, to their elected representatives, to the minister himself, the minister of local government, to stop this demolition happening.
Now, this right off the bat just pisses me off. I'm just upset. I'm just like, you know, we watched the city council watched as Book Cafe disappeared. Okay, we had a Book Cafe, which is the home of artists. Artists could spend the whole day collaborating, meeting, and so forth. And guys like Comrade Fato, Carl Joshua Mube, myself, I'll talk about Outspoken, we'll talk about Chiwoniso, we'll talk about Victor Kulonga, and so forth. We're able to get this collaborative space in which they were able to work, they were able to define themselves. I mean, you know, they were able to learn their trade, find people who were like-minded and so forth, and be able to build brands and stuff. So then that disappeared. And then Motor Republic was set up, okay? And that has started, you know, gaining traction as a place where young creatives can meet and have conversations and collaborate and meet and so forth. And the city council wants to actively get rid of this. Now, they watched as Book Cafe disappeared. It kind of plays along with the laissez-faire attitude, that or blasé attitude that the city council has towards creators in this country. I think they act like creatives are just a bunch of people who are just a bunch of lazy layabouts and so forth. Now, people can argue and say, okay, maybe this has some government handing in there because, well, Comrade Fato and, you know, the guys at Magamba are known to be activists in terms of stuff that has to do with the government and so forth. But in essence, you know, I'm a big believer in free speech, okay? If you're going to believe in free speech only for the people that will agree with you, then you don't believe in free speech because free speech is supposed to be for everyone, including the people that you don't agree with. You have statements like, I don't negotiate with terrorists and so forth. The only people you can negotiate with are the people you don't agree with. So this is too early in the game, and this is a fluid story. Don't know how it's going to develop. Maybe by the time you listen to this podcast, it might have moved on quite a bit. But as it stands, it just looks like, yeah, I don't know, it's just silly. And it's a city council, you should be ashamed of yourself. This is a place where young people are having conversations and building apps, working on stuff, getting stuff done. Instead of walking around and being on me layabout, people were employing other people. You got guys like Bus Stop TV who are employing people and they're housed at Motor Republic a lot of the times. And where do you think they're supposed to go now? Seriously, these are people who are paying taxes and so forth. So it's a very disconcerting set of circumstances. Follow the hashtag. What's the hashtag? Let me just look here quickly. The hashtag is Save Motor Republic. So just check that out. Follow the hashtag. I'm sure there's lots of activity that will be taking place. They've been given a week, as I said, for them to take down these structures. But we don't think they should be taken down. What's supposed to happen now? Investment has been done. And in effect, right now, they've destroyed part of the structure. And with no talk about if they're going to ever fix it, if this is turned around and so forth. It's a disconcerting set of circumstances. And again, I say, Mr. Government, it's your duty to take care of the youth, those young people, the ones that are inventing stuff. It's your job to take care of them. Whether they agree with you or not is not important. Take care of them. Ding 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 Oh, before I get my butt kicked, yes, Will Smith was in Zimbabwe. Apparently, crossed over for just a bit to check out the Victoria Force, because we've got a nice version part of the Victoria Force in Zimbabwe. What was he going to see? The 20% in Zambia, the view that isn't really that great. No. No, okay. It is what it is. So Will Smith actually landed in Livingston on Thursday the 9th in the morning and left in the evening and so forth. But he did pass through Zimbabwe. So shout out to him. So yeah, in the softer, you could call the relationship segment, my tips today have to do with essentially how to speed date. Now, speed dating, for many people who don't know, is like the circumstances in which people speed date is you meet somebody and within a limited period of time, you're supposed to impress them enough to get a phone number or just to get some interest. So I'm going to give 10 tips for speed dating that I think you can use in regular life and as far as dating is concerned. So first of all, if you're going to go speed dating, don't line up your date. So there's some people be like, okay, if I get this number, that number and that number, I'm going to have a date with her on this one on Friday, this other one on Saturday, and this one on Sunday. Gents, 60% of women go with their friends. 90% of men go alone. So you end up with a situation where you've lined them up and they talk to each other and you're just going to look like a dick, really. Also, evaluate your performances at the end of the night. What worked? What didn't? Why did you get that number? Why did it take longer for you to get that number? Why is it the kind of that number you got from a pity point of view? It wasn't really because she wanted to give it to you. It was just because, yeah, okay. What didn't work? What sort of, you know, didn't get you anywhere? What made them apprehensive and so forth? And also, the third point is don't try to track her down. She got your number and so forth. If she doesn't call, it is what it is. She might have just gotten your number out of politeness or whatever. You never know. Don't be creepy. Don't be that weirdo, okay? Don't be that guy. No one wants to be that guy. The one who's going to have to be reported to the police for all sorts of nefarious activity. Second one is the fourth point is say goodbye properly, okay? Have the eye contact. If there was body contact in the first place, you know, be respectful, be nice. Don't be one of those people. Even if it didn't go well, sometimes that nice goodbye makes you memorable for some reason. So keep it civil, be nice. And related to that, don't be creepy. One of the creepiest things, and you think it might be something that's winning, is you coming up to a girl during a speed dating exercise and saying, "What's a girl like you doing speed dating?" What are you saying when you say that? I mean, you're saying there's something wrong with it. Did she like have a third nipple or something like that? What you're suggesting? So you're making that person defensive, which is kind of weird. Also, tease her, okay? Make jokes, you know? At the end of the day, most of the time, most jinks don't realize is that one of the things that you get across to a woman is if you can make her laugh, because it cuts through the tension. She's also feeling the tension as well. She's also feeling apprehensive about the circumstances that she finds herself. And everybody's at that point has got some level of fear and apprehension about being rejected. So you've got to cut the tension and that so forth. One thing that many guys do is elaborate on their weak points and start apologizing. You know, "Oh, I'm not really that good in bed." Come on. "Oh, my dick isn't really that long." Come on, guy. Whoa. Emphasize your great points. It's like saying, for example, essentially, if there was an advert on television and all they ever told you was what is horrible about them, would you actually buy the product? In effect, what they'll do is, for example, if it's a medical advert, is that when they talk about the side effects, they speed up that stuff. Or the terms and conditions apply is done in a very quick way. Terms and conditions apply. Because it's not supposed to be amplified. Do not amplify your bad points. It sounds like something that should be obvious, but lots of people feel they need to, they think that's what makes them vulnerable and interesting. No, it doesn't. And also think of good questions in advance. Prepare when you walk into the speed dating the same way you'd prepare when you go out on a night, like say to a nightly place somewhere. Prepare for your presentation. Read odd news stories. There was one woman who was like, so said a good pickup line was, are you into sports? That stumps them, like, okay. Because some people just make assumptions and start talking about Manchester United being at number six, which is like so mainstream. But to find something odd, be interesting. And don't open with the usual statements. If someone says, so what do you do? Oh, come on. How about talking about travel? Talk about childhood memories and stuff like that. Be interesting and memorable. And finally, dress up, fix up. Doesn't mean wear a suit, but just look presentable. A nice dress shirt, a good pair of shoes, or presentable pair of shoes. Don't have to be expensive, even if they're tackies or so forth. Just coordinate. Just look like Panedir. Yeah, and I'm sure out there you can pick up some things that you can use in regular life, and maybe you can speed date in regular life. Who knows? And with that, I say thank you very much for joining me on this week's episode of The Criticast. Don't miss an episode. Go on to iono.fm, is iono.fm, and you can go into the RSS feed and load into whatever device that you use to capture RSS, and then you won't miss an episode. Go to iTunes, look for Criticast, and subscribe, and you won't miss an episode. Get in touch with me on email, info@larryquiriraiyu.com. And also via Twitter at Quiriraiyu. Quiriraiyu has got a YI. Facebook.com/Quiriraiyu. Quiriraiyu has got a YI at the end. So yeah, do that. And also don't miss me. Oh, rather. I'm on ZFM Stereo every Tuesday night between 6 and 6. Oh, I keep talking about 6. I'm not on that anymore. I'm on Health Matters between 8:30 and 9 p.m. every Tuesday. So catch me on that. And other than that, I say, yeah, is that it? Really? Oh, also, I keep forgetting to mention, the Criticast is also on the this app called One Radio News. It's available off the for both Android and iOS. So get that, and you can listen to it among a whole bunch of news and podcast. Some live news stations and so forth, you can get updated and so forth. So pretty awesome. Yeah, other than that, I say take care of yourself and the people that you love. And I leave you with a statement. A setback is not a mistake. It's just data. It's been Larry. It's been The Criticast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?